title, NLRB provides off-duty contractor employees with property access to engage in Section 7 activity. Content: on December 16, 2022, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB or Board, abandoned the employer-friendly access standard for off-duty employees of an on-site contractor that was adopted under the Trump administration in Behar County Performing Arts Center Foundation D/B/A Tobin Center for the Performing Arts, and Local 23, American Federation of Musicians, 368 NLRB No. 46, 2019, Behar County I. Given a chance to revisit the Trump-era standard, the current board, seeing no reason to attempt to rehabilitate a standard that fundamentally fails off-duty contractor employees by almost always denying them their right to engage in Section 7 activities at their workplace, rejected the access standard from Behar County I and reinstated the previously court-approved and union-advantageous standard announced in New York, New York Hotel and Casino, 356 NLRB 907, 2011, ENFT. 676 F.3D 193, DCCIR 2012, CERT. Denied 568 U.S. 1244, see Behar County Performing Arts Center Foundation D/B/A Tobin Center for the Performing Arts and Local 23, American Federation of Musicians, 372 NLRB No. 28, 2022, Behar County 2. Under New York, New York, and now once again under Behar County 2, a property owner may lawfully exclude from its property off-duty employees who regularly work on the property for an on-site contractor and who seek to engage in Section 7 activity on the property only where the property owner is able to demonstrate that the contractor employee's Section 7 activity significantly interferes with the use of the property or where exclusion is justified by another legitimate business reason, including, but not limited to, the need to maintain production and discipline. The Behar County I Standard. Behar County I concerned the San Antonio Symphony, which leases performance space from the Tobin Center for the Performing Arts, a facility owned and operated by Behar Performing Arts Center Foundation. The symphony musicians, whose organizing rights are at issue, are employees of the symphony, not the Tobin Center, during the 2016-2017 season. Due to financial difficulties, the ballet went forward with a plan to use recorded music rather than live symphony music at certain of its shows at the Tobin Center. In response to this planned use of recorded music, Local 23 planned to engage in leafleting at the ballet's performances at the Tobin Center to raise awareness and exert pressure on the ballet to employ symphony musicians in the future. The symphony, through its event staff and assistance from the San Antonio Police Department, barred the off-duty contractor employees of the symphony from distributing leaflets on the Tobin Center property. As we previously noted, the Trump board had announced a commitment to modifying the contractor access rule, and the board did just that in Behar County I, issuing a two-step standard that limited contractor employee access to only those occasions where the contract employees work both regularly and exclusively on the property. Moreover, the Behar I Board held that even if the contract employees work both regularly and exclusively on the property, a property owner can nonetheless exclude them from the property if it can demonstrate that the contractor employees have one or more reasonable non-trespassory alternative means to communicate their message. On review, the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit held that the revised standard in Behar County I decision is arbitrary in the way that it implements its new standard for determining when a property owner may prohibit an on-site contractor's employees from conducting labor organizing activity on the premises. The court remanded the case to the board to decide if it were going to proceed with a variant of the Behar County I standard or to develop new test. Return to New York, New York standard on remand. The board reinstated the New York, New York standard. According to the board, the standard under Behar County I fundamentally failed off-duty contractor employees by almost always denying them their right to engage in Section 7 activities at their workplace. Central to the board's analysis was the evaluation of the unique position of contractor employees, who are not employees of the property owner, nor are they non-employees with no relationship to the property where they work. The board determined that contract